Members of the Group of 20 Nations with Developed and Emerging Economies are scheduled to meet later this week in London, England, to tackle the global economic crisis. Catholic aid and advocacy groups are concerned to keep the needs and the rights of the world's poorest nations in focus during the talks. The General Secretary of the Zambian Bishops' Conference, Father Joseph Komakoma, told us the issue is at once of justice and common sense.
Whether it's politics or economics, the understanding of the church, and this is the message I think we'd want to take to all the big rich nations and those who make major economic decisions, is that when we make political decisions and we make economic decisions, at the end of the day, the human person is the major concern. Because all the political systems in the world are meant to serve the human person. In the same way, whatever we do in the economic sphere is for the benefit of the human person. We are talking about globalization, and as if it's a given that everybody should jump on the bandwagon of globalization or they'll be left behind. But there are those who have no means to participate in this, because the means of globalization are that you should have access to your computer, you should have access to electricity, you should have access to things that are not available for many people who have no access, in the poor countries, have no access to electricity. They have no access to the computer and therefore cannot participate in globalization. And therefore we should have consent for those, because they too deserve a decent life.